بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين امنوا اشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver. There was a person who was wounded on the battlefield, was pierced with an arrow. So obviously he was bleeding, he was severely injured, he was on the ground, his fellow men came there. But he did not allow them to remove the arrow. And even though he was in a pool of blood and in severe pain, he began to question and ask that who was the archer who shot an arrow. And he asked the description of the person, how does he look? And he's asking about what type of arrow did he shoot? What type of bow it must have been, from which place did he stand and shoot, and he asked such futile questions that in the process he died. The lesson behind this is that you and I also do these things in our life. We concern ourselves with futile things of this dunya, futile thoughts, frivolous pursuits, whereas if he allowed them to remove the arrow and see to his wound, perhaps they would have saved his life. So our object, our aim and purpose in this dunya somewhat shifted, has shifted. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And the purpose why Allah created jinn and mankind was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become trapped and somewhat oblivious of our real destination, our purpose. And we begin to ask futile things, we have futile thoughts. We become engrossed in mundane activities in this dunya. And in the process, we will lose our life and not having achieved our object. My respected friends and elders, each one can look at his own life. The type of activities we indulge in, the type of deeds that we do, the wrong that we slip into, the sins of the tongue, the sins of the eye, the sins of the ear, the sins of the hand, the feet, the private parts, the mind, the heart. There are so many things that we indulge in and we actually don't even realize that this is a sin. We have become so accustomed to certain things that we do in our life because the Western world has taken that as a norm of life. We too have followed. And now we won't even raise an eyebrow when we see something wrong. Previously, people would then immediately put a stop to it. Now it has become part and parcel of life. We also become oblivious and we continue in this way. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has said a very intriguing quote and I want you to listen very attentively. It really touched my heart. And I'm going to share this with you, in which he says, half of life has been lost in charming others. Half of life has been lost in charming others. The other half is lost in going through anxiety caused through others. The other half is lost in going through anxiety caused through others. He then says, leave this play, you have played enough. Leave this play, you have played enough. What beautiful words of wisdom. Our entire lives, as I said, introspect our own lives. The things we chased behind, the things we ran after. Our half the life is gone, and the other half in going through complaints and pain and suffering because others hurt us. This entire thing is just a play. And he says, you have played enough. In other words, now wake up and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other solution but turning seriously, genuinely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody says, in this dunya we are here for like 3 days. Of the 3 days, 2 days have passed again in the type of life that we have spent in this world. Obviously there will be many people or some people who have spent the time correctly, but in general, the 2 days of this dunya we spent in the manner in which we spent, in other words, we did not turn to Allah Rabbul Izzah, how we should have made his ibadah and the sincere repentance and tawbah and istighfar and gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those days are gone, lost. It can never be retrieved. We've got one more day. And in this one day now, we have to really work so hard and gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how rich a person may be, no matter what amount of wealth he has, the riches of this world, but he can never bring back those days that he lost in this dunya. Those days are gone. And when a person passes away, when moth strikes, the person in this dunya had a palatial home, and why not, if he is spending it correctly, and he purchased it with halal money, and he is living a comfortable life, but he is not oblivious and negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is pious, he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person generally who has got the riches of this world and a very palatial home, and he keeps on complaining and that this is not right and that's not right, but when he will go into his qabr, he has to be satisfied with the 6 feet deep hole. Then he cannot complain. When they will bury him, he cannot say, I own such a huge home, a mansion, and I own properties and buildings and cars. Come on, why don't you give me a bigger space in this qabr? Every person, chahe faqir ho ya ameer ho, whether it is a rich man or a poor man, exactly like how the rich man, that Badshah, got the 6 feet hole, that's his qabr, that's his zameen, exactly like that will be the faqir, the poor man, he'll also have the 6 feet deep qabr. My respected friends and elders, in the past few majlises, I was trying to highlight and bring home one important point for myself, firstly, and to all of us. And that is the solution that we are talking all the time. We've heard from so many elders and buzrugs and mashayikh of the past. And this is the understanding of Quran, Hadith, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, Salafi Saliheen. That bring in our hearts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder and reflect. Why not bring the love of Allah in our heart? That Allah who is so kind, who is so loving, that Allah who is so forgiving, who is so powerful, who is so mighty, who is so tolerant. We have done so many things to displease Him, yet He did not punish us. He overlooked those faults, He covered those faults, He concealed those faults. He did not embarrass us, He did not humiliate us. And this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have to become true lovers of Allah. Ardent lovers of Allah. Crazy lovers of Allah. Mad lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi addressed his audience in his majlis. He said, the topic tonight is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, and the topic tomorrow will also be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, in fact, there is no other topic in my life but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine when those friends of Allah, when they took the name Allah, Allah, which realm they must have gone to? What type of feeling and kayfiyah they must have got when they're taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have a very special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ We remember Allah and Allah remembers us. The more we take the name of Allah, the more closer we become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful thing Allah has kept for us. The more you take the name of your Allah, the more closer you're being drawn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to kindle our hearts with. The love of Allah, Hubbullah. A gardener in this world, he's employed by his master, he has to make sure the garden looks neat, clean, he has to prune the leaves and the trees, he has to trim the flowers and the plants, and make sure there's no dirt. He will water the garden, but his maintaining the garden and watering the garden is not sufficient for those trees to develop and grow, for those plants to grow, for those flowers to bear the beautiful fragrance and the different colors they have. For all that, the grass to grow and the fruit to ripen. The person, the owner of the garden, needs rains from the heavens, from the skies. We have comfortable lives. We have things in this world that we use. But that is not all what is required. That is just our physical nourishment, so as to say, physical comfort that we have. What is lacking in our life? And so many people say, something is missing in my life. Something is missing in my life. What is that something? And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rains of Allah's love, muhabbah. That rain that comes into the garden and causes the fruit to grow and ripen. And that is what we require now to come into our hearts. And we have to remove from our hearts, first of all, the weeds that have developed of the maladies that we have. The dirt and filth that is collected in our garden, the heart. And then when Allah sends down His torrential rains of love, of muhabbah, then a special light comes into the heart. Jis pe hota hai fazl-e rahmani, tar karta hai kare shaitani. These are the words of Ali Billah, our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, in one long poem. Jis pe hota hai fazl-e rahmani, upon that heart, upon that person who is now receiving the fazl, the grace, the mercy, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefit of that is, tark karta hai kare shaitani. He now abandons all evil acts. That thing what shaitan prompted him to do, shaitani kaam, the evil, he will now leave it because he has realized, I'm not going to waste my life in futile pursuits. Half my life has been lost in charming others. I need to change my direction. I need to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just superficial love, not just surface love, a deep rooted love. Going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And that is the love we need to bring in our hearts. And I've mentioned so many times, we have heard from Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who would talk about his Shaykh so often. And he would say, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, in the jungle. And as he would recite Quran for hours, and the dhikr he would make, and tahajjud, and the steam that was then collected in his heart of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would suddenly let out the steam by saying the name of Allah aloud, Allah, Allah, echoing in the jungle. He was a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person in this world, a young boy, when he's madly in love with a girl, you'll find he takes his pen and he writes her name or initials, he'll make a heart, graffiti as we say. Here, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi is oblivious of his surroundings. And his mind is only focused on his beloved Allah. That he takes his finger and in the air he writes a name in Arabic, Allah, Allah, Allah. My respected friends and elders, we don't have to do that extent, but start developing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly by removing sins from our life. Until and unless we don't make that concerted effort, genuine, sincere effort of tawbah, istighfar, and say enough is enough, I now need to develop a life of sukoon in me, tranquility, serenity. I need to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the person, when he is tempted now, because he has become a true lover of Allah, as I said, tark karta hai kare shaitani. Now the temptation comes, and he goes against the temptation. As I mentioned last week, that pretty face is luring him, that woman is inviting him towards zina and haram. He says, ma'az Allah. I fear Allah. I seek protection in my Allah. He burns that lust. He burns it. It is painful for a few moments because he had an opportunity to do haram. But now, Fazl-e Rahmani, the Fazl of Allah, Rahman who is most merciful, his real lover. And that is ishq-e haqiqi. The other one, loving a woman, is ishq-e majazi, illicit relationship. He wants the true love of Allah. And when that comes, Allah brings him, Allah gives him the taqat and the quwwa, the spiritual strength, to stay away from that sin and not to get caught into that sin when he says ma'ad Allah. So instead of now being a person who would have displeased Allah and gone into nar and fire, he now gets the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Hazrat Rahmatullah has mentioned that instead of being zun nar, ab zun nur ban gaye. That he would have been a person, a dweller of fire because he would have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing zina. But here, Allah Ta'ala gave him that strength, that courage. And this is what all of us need, no matter how old we may be, no matter how young a person is, whether it is our brothers or sisters, whether a person is learned or not, whatever profession we are, my respected friends and elders, please, Allah Rabbul Izzat, how? By shunning evil, by developing the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this true love comes, then every beat of the heart will say, Allah, Allah, Allah. And then a person then journeys towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes through waves upon waves, the waves of marifat, the waves of love, and he goes from deeper and deeper and deeper, and here people will then have different ranks that they will reach in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person won't be on the same level. There will be those who will surpass others, and they will gain more and more and more in love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, depending on how strong they have been, how determined they have been, and pushed away all sins, and they are not going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned last week, har lamha, every second, the man is now focusing on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq, may Allah grant you tawfiq, may Allah make us true ushaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين يسعد دروس الشريف لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله مارقنا وكم عاف يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah Ya Allah, our lives are coming to an end, my Allah. You sent us into this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, to test us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have failed miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not have any time left now, my Allah. When moth will strike, we do not know, my Allah. So many people, Ya Allah, we have buried with our hands, my Allah. So many janazas we attended, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah. We thought we were going to live forever and ever, Ya Allah. But, my Allah, we were... Totally wrong, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. The remaining days of our life now, my Allah. Help us now, my Allah, to rectify our lives. To make amends, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so great, my Allah. You are so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you can turn day into night into day, my Allah. And my Allah, you can turn our filthy hearts that are so black, my Allah. And make it bright and shine again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are talking about your love, my Allah. We don't have your muhabbat, my Allah. Give us that one drop of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah, to guide us. Help us, my Allah. Help us in our matters of dunya. Help us in our matters of akhirat. Make us become servants of the akhirat, my Allah. Do not make us become slaves of dunya, slaves of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long are we going to sin, my Allah? How long are we going to displease you, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have heard about halawat of iman, sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, but we do not have this sweetness. Grant us iman. Grant us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat. Aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen, your dhaat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, ya Allah. Give us ilm nafi'. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi. Give us plentiful, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Help us to be kind to those who are needy, my Allah. Make us become good Muslims, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make deen and iman and Islam flourish to the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Islam, my Allah. Protect the Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the believers, my Allah. Protect the men and women, my Allah. The children, my Allah. Protect our madaris, marakis, masajid, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, our abru and izzat, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition the ummah is suffering from, my Allah. Especially in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will make dua and we'll make dua and we will make dua, but we will get tired, my Allah. But you never get tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Hakim, my Allah. You are Hakim, my Allah. You're most merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will never burden any person more than what he can take, my Allah. Eh, Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging you again tonight, my Allah.
Remove the conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the conditions better, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Palestine, my Allah. Grant them your victory, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Give them happiness now, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Help them to restore their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, thousands and thousands have gone, have become shaheed, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who remaining, my Allah. Ya Allah, from them will come Hazrat Mahdi. And from them will come, Ya Allah, those people who will be on the side of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, my Allah, and who will kill Dajjal. Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, my Allah. Allah, you help them, my Allah. Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Destroy the enemy, my Allah. Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good qualities, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Bury in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kuthar water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, do not make us go to the Holy Kuthar. And we are told, suhqan, suhqan. Move away from here, move away from here. Maliki Kareem. We did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Ya Allah, but we love him, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us on the day of Qiyamah to see the smiling face of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in being in his company, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him intercede on our behalf, Ya Allah. Give us the Hodi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many people have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. They've got other problems and diseases, my Allah. Shifa is only in your hand. You are Shafi. Allahumma shfina shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, there's so many young boys and young girls, marriageable age, my Allah. They want to get married, my Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a life of bliss and happiness, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Maliki Kareem, somebody is makruz, he's got debts, my Allah. Help him to pay off his debts, my Allah. Put raham in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-hajat, ya Dafi' al-baliyat, ya Hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك الله حاضرين غائبين سبكي دعاء قبول فرما those requested دعاءs answer they jais مراد also يا الله make our children our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين protect all of us from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of Dajjal ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما الله grant us اخلاص المقبوليه all good works of deen ya Allah grant them اخلاص المقبوليه Allah keep us united my Allah Allah keep our hearts united my Allah ya Allah protect the ummah of nabiy kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين